Today is Friday, February 19th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It's finally Friday. Finally Friday. Although the weekends go so short that it doesn't really even matter. The weekends are so short that, I don't know, I'm being kind of a pessimist here or a negative Nancy or something like that. But I always think, the week takes so long to go by and then the weekend is so short. And then by Sunday afternoon, I'm thinking, I'm going to have to go to bed in 4 hours or 5 hours or 6 hours because I've got work in the morning and then I have to start the whole damn thing over again. So I don't know. But it is the weekend, so at least I get a couple of days to not have to think about work, which is always nice. We do still have snow all over the ground and on the road in front of our house. And it's kind of one of those situations when it snows around here. I know a lot of places are really that get snow a lot. They have the infrastructure in place to quickly get the snow off the roads and, you know, make it so that you can drive around. But in Arkansas, we don't really have the infrastructure. We have sand trucks and salt trucks and stuff like that, but it doesn't happen enough. It doesn't snow enough around here for people, for us to have a whole lot of trucks to plow the snow. And so when it happens, they focus on the main roads. But if you live, you know, there are a bunch of dogs barking. Ugh, it's driving me crazy. But if you live in a community that's a little bit off of the highway or, you know, you're not on a main road, then you may not ever get snow plowed. You may just have to sit home or try to drive on the snow. And I know those of you who are from places where it snows a lot, you're like, oh my God, Adam, you can drive on snow. It's no big deal. I don't like to drive on ice or snow. I know snow is better than ice, but I don't know. I don't like it because it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous and I'm tense the whole time I'm driving. And there's so much barking. I don't know if you guys hear that, but anyway, I just don't like it, and I like to wait until the snow is gone, but there's still snow. But tomorrow, we're going to have to get out. There's a Pokemon event. Mark has a haircut, and we need to grocery shop. We're almost out of groceries, and so we're going to have to get out at some point this weekend, and I'm not looking forward to doing that in the snow, but I think we'll only have to drive a couple of blocks from our neighborhood, and then we'll be on a road that hopefully has been plowed. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. We did get a voicemail, so let's go ahead and listen to that.
Hey, Adam. This is Gary. I was just listening to your show
Gary.
Today. We were just talking about getting a toboggan. And I've got a toboggan story to tell. Back in 1970, when I was my first year at Southwestern Seminary in Fort Worth Seminary, at Easter time, there was four of us. One of the guys was from the church I went to, me and a preacher from West Texas, that's the town of West, went to Boyne City, Michigan for a revival. He was a preacher, and I was a soul leader. Pride 48 group's going to love that. So anyway, I didn't sing any specials that week, but anyway, I didn't sing probably Happy Birthday. But we went up there, and of course, there was snow everywhere and everything. And we had a good week. One of the kids at the church wanted to know if I wanted to, well, I'd gone into a store there in Boyne City and asked them if they had any toboggans. And the lady looked at me like I was crazy. And it was a clothing store. And so this kid at church asked me, said, do you want to go toboggan riding? And I said, what is that? You know, well, that's what we wear on our heads in Texas. And so he told me some sled type thing. So
yeah,
we did that and come in one of the runs, and we came down the hill. It's got boards across it, and we went over this bump, and I went flying and landed on that board that goes across there. My tailbone was sore. I almost had to set up, go up, come back to Texas. But anyway, I went back in that tour, and I said, hey, lady, back in Texas, we call it toboggan a ski cap. So anyway, we had a good laugh about that. Anyway, that brought back up that good memory. So anyway, I thought I'd share with you and give you some content.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you later. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the call. So, I Joe Batanz makes fun of me because I talk to the voicemails as if they're talking to me. But why not? I mean, why not do that? Yeah, in Arkansas, when I was growing up, we called them toboggans, and I don't know where that came from. So I know you said that you guys said that in Texas as well, and it's probably not a thing anymore. Even in Arkansas, probably they don't say toboggan, but that's what we used to say. And I've never looked it up, but I've been watching these Wired videos, and there's a guy who does all of these different dialects. It's very meta because last night I was watching a British guy who is very into America or the United States, and he does YouTube videos about America and American accents and about American food and about, you know, whatever. But he usually does, they're mostly review videos. And so this British guy did a review video of the Wired guy doing accents of the United States. And I had already seen the Wired video, so I was watching a rerun of the Wired video with some commentary on top of it. I don't know. He's a cute British guy, so why not? Why not watch it? And he was commenting about how good the guy was at doing the different accents. And he talks about, it's very interesting, though, because he talks about where the different Southern accents came from, how we got them. You know, there's a difference where the lines are in the U.S., where the different accents kind of take place, and it's not always geographical. There are some accent they go along, I don't know, lines that people travel lines or settlement lines from back in the day when people were traveling across the U.S. and settling in different areas. It has to do with that. And then there are some areas that are very isolated and they've had a lot more time to develop distinct accents. Anyway, all that, just, it's interesting. He has never said anything about toboggan, but I wonder if he knows, if this guy knows the linguistic, origin of toboggan, of the word toboggan being used by Southern people to mean a cap or a ski cap or a, I don't know what else you would call it. Maybe they, in Canada, do they say beanie? I'm not really sure. The thing you pull over your ears. And a lot of times they have a little fuzzy ball on top of them. I don't know. Well, nothing really to report about anything that's been going on. I'm still cooking, although we're almost out of groceries. Last night I just did eggs and bacon and rice again. Even though I know there's probably arsenic in my rice, I went ahead and did it. Because it's the easiest thing to cook. It's so easy. We have a rice cooker. And the bacon is easy because I do it in the oven, and eggs are super simple, and I just didn't want to cook anything complicated. But now I'm to the point where I'm having to move to the meat that's in the freezer because we're on our last scrap of food. That's another reason why we have to go to the grocery store tomorrow. And I did have some frozen pork chops, so I put them in the sous vide. Because as we all know, that's my favorite. Well, especially with frozen stuff, it's a lot easier because you can put them straight in the sous vide frozen. And I vacuum seal my meat now before I freeze it so that it doesn't get freezer burned. And so I can just throw it right into the sous vide without having to do anything else. And then I'm just going to have to figure out a vegetable situation. We've got some corn on the cob left in there. We've got some asparagus. We've got a couple of sweet potatoes. So I'll figure out some veggie. Oh, I don't like the word veggie. I don't know why I just said I'll figure out some vegetable to go with it. And then, like I said, on the weekend, we're going to try to get out in the snow. We need to go grocery shopping desperately. And also, like I said, Mark has his haircut, but he's going to go without me. I hope he doesn't go off in a ditch or something because he's going to go without me and to get his haircut because it's early and I'm recording Mix Minus tonight. And we go really long usually, and so I get in bed super late or early in the morning, however you want to think of it, and so I sleep late on Saturdays, and his haircut is at 9:30. And that's about it. We're just going to hang around and try on our ski clothes to see if they fit, because they did come in today. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.